14th day of the Archer. Last night, to commemorate my naissance, the Dwelling Master treated me to a fine meal at an expensive tavern. The meal, soup, and imbibement were quite good. I had never visited this tavern known as Ambrosia. The Dwelling Master also had been in contact with the Green Lady Starbuck and has arranged for many of her elixirs when I choose at no coin from my pocket. However, after the fine meal, my innards did not share the same opinion as my tongue. Stricken by malady as soon as an hour after returning to the dwelling, I remained awake most of the night in pain. In the fourth hour, I sent word to the tower of my absence on the upcoming day of labor, for I must rest and recover. My innards remain twisted, and there is a throbbing in my mind. I should consume water. It is nearly the 10th hour in the day now, and I shall attempt to consume something easy. Cooked bread and my brewed elixir shall be my test. On this day, across the kingdom, the minstrels of the land at large are relaying the funeral service of our recently deceased former ruler. The Dwelling Master is busy paying attention to this, shown on the magical picture box, and the sounds permeate the dwelling. For I have little interest in this, which sounds like the longest church sermon in history. I hold common religious practice and dogma in little regard, but there is no reprieve from hearing the minstrels myself. A distraction I must find. After a morning of extreme discomfort, I had managed to drift back to slumber. Close to midday, Sir Donald, the Dwelling Master, departed for his day of labor at the apothecary. I awoke from this and found my innards were noticeably in less pain. For this I am thankful. The ache in my mind persisted though, but that is easier to endure. About the dwelling I toiled a bit, finding small insignificant things to occupy my day. In the 14th hour, my companion, Canis Domesticus Thunder, was ready for her supper. For an animal companion, I swear at times she seems more human than most men and women. The way she smiles at me and rests a paw on my leg is more descriptive to me than the prose of a poet. I do not know what I would do without her. In the 15th hour, the pangs of hunger were becoming clear. In no mood to cook I was in. I chose to experiment with a magic I had recently learned of. With this, known as the Eats of Uber, I was able to summon, without words, a man to travel to any tavern I choose and bring me my supper. In less than half the shadow of the sundial, a fine meal from the Expressive Panda was brought to me. Quite simple this magic is. I will use it again in the future. The food was good and satisfying. Included was a mysterious-looking biscuit. As I broke it in half, buried inside was a message from a soothsayer. It read, "Luck happens when preparation meets opportunity." What could this mean? How could a soothsayer I had never met send me a message like this? I will ponder this and the possibility of increasing my luck. Sir Wolf is intrigued. I expect an uneventful eve, and will take care to ensure my meal from the Expressive Panda sits well in my gut. I will likely retire to slumber early to be well rested for a long day tomorrow in the Tower of Engie.